Dear listeners, Sai Ram from Prashantinilam, the most happening place on the planet, and we are inching closer and closer to Bhagwan's 91st birthday celebrations. Today is November 12, 2016, and even as devotees everywhere are preparing themselves to observe this day in a grand way, what is also happening in Prashantinilam, albeit silently, is the gearing up for the celebration of the Silver Jubilee Anniversary of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences in Puttaparthi, Bhagwan's stellar super speciality hospital that came into being in the November of 1991. In fact, those who were there on that occasion for the 65th birthday of Bhagwan in the Mammoth Hillview Stadium remember with great fondness how out of the blue Bhagwan announced the setting up of this hospital within a year in his birthday benedictory message on the morning of November 23rd, 1990.
In the name of God, with the money accumulated there, free education and free medical facilities must be provided.
మేము నిన్నటి దినము ఒక పెద్ద వైద్యాలయమును నిర్మించడానికి ప్రయత్నించాము.
విత్ దీస్ నోబుల్ అండ్ లాఫ్టీ ఐడియల్స్ ఇన్ వ్యూ వీ హావ్ స్టార్టెడ్ వన్ బిగ్ హాస్పిటల్.
అనేక మంది పట్టణాల్లో దీన్ని నిర్మించాలని చెప్పి ప్రార్థించారు.
మెనీ పీపుల్ ప్రేయర్ దట్ దిస్ హాస్పిటల్ షుడ్ బి స్టార్టెడ్ ఇన్ సమ్ సిటీ.
పట్టణంలో అనేక రకమైనటువంటి వ్యాపార సంబంధమైనటువంటి ఒక వైద్యాలయం ఉంటున్నవి.
There are so many hospitals working on
ye vidyalayam nirminchina ye vidyalayam nirminchina vyaparam vyaparam vyaparam.
Whatever medical facilities and hospitals or schools are started anywhere, it is all a business proposition, business, business and business.
Kani uchitanga bidanu chuchi karuninchetundi vyakti kanipinchatam ledu.
But it is difficult to come across a person who melts looking at the poor and provides facilities.
Kanaka palani indi ilanti pavitramaitri yokka shaktini abhirudhi parchalani cheppina sankalpinchukoni 100 kotla vyayam cheta mana prashantiniyam nundu oka vidhamaina vaidyalayam sthapinchadaniki prayatninchamu.
With a view to provide free medical facilities to all people and especially to the poor, in Prashantinilam we have
higher learning attamantido higher vaidyam kudanu attamantidiga manam cheyali.
We have started 100 crore rupees worth of hospital. We have laid foundation for that.
ee gunda jabbu vaste konni lakshalu vyayam chesi americaku velutunnaru.
When people get problems of heart, they spend
meela gatti emiti
go to America. What about poor people?
Varini chuchetunte vaaru evaru?
Who is there who can
pattananiki vellite color neellaina vaalla mokhalu kottaru?
If there is poor people want to go to city, people do not care for
alanti duravasthanu gurtinchiye మనము ఇక్కడ ఒక పెద్ద వైద్యాలయాన్ని నిర్మించాము.
రియలైజింగ్ దీస్ ప్రాబ్లమ్స్ ఆఫ్ ది పూర్ పీపుల్ వీ వాంట్ టు హ్యావ్ ఎ బిగ్ హాస్పిటల్ హియర్.
బైపాస్ సర్జరీ కానీ లేక కిడ్నీ మార్చడం కానీ లంగ్స్ ఆపరేషన్ చేయటం కానీ బ్రెయిన్ ఆపరేషన్ చేయటం కానీ అన్ని ఉచితంగానే.
వెదర్ ఇట్ ఈస్ a problem of bypass surgery with reference to heart, kidneys, lungs,
ini prarambhotsam kudanu appude nirnayinchukundam.
Right in the beginning itself we have decided to make it
91 November 22nd idi prarambhotsam chestam.
November 22nd 1991
we sankalpam evaru kudanu artham chesukoleru.
No one has been able to understand Sai's sankalpa.
Sankalpamu kriya rendu oke paryayam jarugutundi.
Sankalpa and action are simultaneously taking.
Idi elante ante tupakito kottinappudu shabdamu etu rendu oke chotu jarugutayi.
This may be compared to the sound and the bullet which run when a gun is operated.
Kanuka Sai sankalpanni artham chesukovalante idi andariki sadhyam kaadu.
It is not possible for all people to understand Sai's sankalpa.
So that was a powerful declaration, isn't it? Bhagwan saying that Sai Sankalpa is like the moment the will has happened, the target is achieved. The moment the gunshot, you hear the sound, the target is already done. I mean, that is the power of the Vajra Sankalpa of Bhagwan. But Bhagwan says no one can understand, and that's what happened. So many people did not believe. They found it really hard to fathom this declaration of Bhagwan. They thought, how is it going to happen? This place is still a rural area. How can one build a state-of-the-art hospital here? What about the doctors? Which expert would come and live in a place like this? Because at that point in time, in 1990, there were so few conveniences. Here, you didn't even have proper stores to shop for your necessities. Which doctor, which medical professional is going to come and settle down in Prashanthi Nilayam and serve in this hospital? In fact, in the 1990s, there were very few such hospitals in the entire country, including the large cities. You had such tertiary care hospitals only in the big cities. But then, as Bhagwan said, no one can ever understand his sankalpa. And months passed and construction work seemed to actually move rather slowly in that huge plot where hospital was supposed to be built. For many months after the groundbreaking ceremony, the sacred groundbreaking ceremony, nothing was coming up there, and many people who visited the site, you know, they shook their heads and they made all those gloomy predictions. The hospital cannot be built. I mean, how is it going to happen? There were so many diehard skeptics who said, you know, even if the hospital got built, you know, it'll just close. I mean, this is a massive thing. Perhaps Baba has no idea. He's never built something of this magnitude before. Maybe it will start and close down in 6 months. Because Baba does not have any medical experts around him to guide him about such complex operations that are needed when you establish a hospital of this magnitude. You know, this is what the naysayers were saying, and as if almost to back all this up, there were a lot of slips, there were a lot of glitches apparently. But then, quite miraculously, in 5 months, the structure did come up, and 4 days before the scheduled inauguration, even Dr. Safaya, who was an ardent devotee of Bhagwan, who was overall in charge of the execution of this project, along with so many others, and who was to formally become the director of the hospital once it became operational, he also started to have these grave doubts about whether the deadline could be met. Everything looked so impossible. And again, no one knows what happened, but somehow everything was in readiness for the inauguration on the morning of November 22, 1991. The day the hospital was to be opened and begin functioning as well. And that day, whatever was needed to get the hospital going was ready, including the operation theater, the intensive care unit, the pharmacy, the autoclaves for the equipment sterilization, the dietary services, the blood bank. And there was joy in the air that morning. The hospital frontage had been decorated, a police band was in attendance, a big group of Bhagwan students were there chanting Vedic hymns. And Swami himself was moving past up and down, giving last minute instructions even as they were waiting for the arrival of the guest of honor. And who was the guest of honor? The Prime Minister of the country, Mr. P.V. Narasimha Rao. And he also hailed from Andhra Pradesh, the same state, and he was coming with a lot of happiness, so happy to see that his own state is having such a marvel of healing. Around 9 a.m., a helicopter appeared overhead and everyone looked up. Yes, the Prime Minister was coming. Everyone cheered, and shortly thereafter, the Prime Minister, accompanied by senior members of Bhagwan's trust then, who had been assigned by Swami to greet him on his arrival, walked towards the impressive dome where Bhagwan was waiting for the Prime Minister. And Mr. Narasimha Rao offered his respects to Bhagwan, and then Bhagwan warmly greeted the Prime Minister of the nation and asked him to cut the ribbon. And the huge doors were then opened. Bhagwan and the guest of honor walked in. We have beautiful pictures of that grand scene where you have Bhagwan along with a host of guests led by the Prime Minister occupy the dome of the hospital for the first time, walk into that hallowed arena of peace and healing. And inside that impressive rotunda were a select gathering, people who had contributed, who had been Bhagwan's instruments in establishing this hospital. And then Dr. Safaya guided the Prime Minister to a lamp and requested him to light it. And then the Prime Minister tapped a key on a computer and a message appeared on the screen announcing the inauguration of the hospital. And with that, the inauguration was over. There were no speeches, there was no other fanfare, there was no other proclamations, there was nothing more. He just pressed a button, the hospital started. But then, next, Bhagwan then conducted the Prime Minister to an elevator that carried them both to the second floor, and the two then walked towards the operation theater along with a few other devotees, and inside there were a team of doctors who were in full readiness. A patient was on the table, already anesthetized, and standing there was Dr. Venugopal, a leading cardiac surgeon who was part of the All India Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, India's premier hospital. He was there with his staff ready to start the operation, and Bhagwan, who was standing outside, was now looking through the grass and offering his blessings, his hand raised in benediction, and thus the surgery commenced. So the first day that the Prime Minister cuts the ribbon and surgery happens, performance happens, Bhagwan's declaration finds fruition. History was made on that day. A promise was kept. And that is the power of the divine sankalpa. The first patient to be operated was the 14-year-old Vijay Bhaskar from the Anandpur town. Of course, more than 2 decades have gone by, and now Vijay Bhaskar is married with 2 sweet daughters and he works as a library assistant in the Sri Krishna Devaraya University in Anandpur. You ask him of his experience and he just becomes emotional. He just says, "For me, Swami is Pranadata. He is the bestower of my life. He has given me a new lease of life. I can never repay what Swami has done for me." Well, there is, if you listen to the entire story of Vijay Bhaskar, it's a very, very moving narrative, and I'm reserving this for the coming episode of Outside Inside Deep Inside, because today's episode and the successive 2 more episodes of Outside Inside Deep Inside is going to be dedicated to this amazing mansion of hope, love and joy and peace that Bhagwan has gifted mankind with. What you're going to listen today is how Bhagwan shaped so many individuals to be instruments in the shaping of this hospital. And this too is a very, very uplifting narrative. You now listen to the first part of a conversation with 7 former students of Bhagwan's university who were chosen, rather really handpicked by Bhagwan to be part of this glorious mission. Brother Kannan, who has been there in the hospital right from the inception and is currently the head of the Department of Hospital Management and Information Systems. Brother Mahanta, who's completed his Master's in Business Administration, his MBA in 1991, and soon after in 1992, Swami gave him the chance to join the hospital, and today he continues to serve as the Senior Manager for Stores and Medical Purchases. You have Brother Satyanand, who did his MBA from 1991 till 1993, and then Bhagwan gave him the chance to work in his hospital in 1995 in the engineering department. He waited for this chance, he prayed for this chance, and Bhagwan bestowed him with this opportunity, and he values it. For him, it's a precious chance to be of service to the Lord. You will also listen to Brother Vaidyalingam, who did his bachelor's and master's in bioscience in Bhagwan's university. He completed both these courses in 1992, and immediately after this, Bhagwan blessed him with this chance to join the hospital. He continues to serve as a senior manager in the cardiology department. You will listen to Brother Ravi Kumar, yes, the legendary singer, but today you will listen to his experience being a hospital boy. And Brother Ravi Kumar has been there as Bhagwan's students right from his primary school days. He joined the Sri Sathya Sai Primary School in his 3rd standard and continued to complete his post-graduation, his Master's in Business Administration in 1993, and soon after he finished this course, same year Bhagwan instructed him to join the hospital, and today he is Senior Manager for Urology and Radiology. You will also listen to Sai Dinkar and Sai Aditya, both of whom have joined recently, Aditya in 2014 and Dinkar in 2013, and both of them have done their complete education in Swami's institutions right from their primary school days, 1st standard till their post-graduation. And now, while Dinkar looks after the ophthalmology department, Aditya takes care of the orthopedics department. So you're going to listen to this conversation with this blessed 7 who are really representative of the total of 14 brothers working in this hospital. By Swami's grace, we were able to have 7 of them in the studios. All of them are so busy preparing for the silver jubilee anniversary of the hospital. But it is really Bhagwan's benevolence that they could take time out. And we had this conversation late in the night because they were so busy during the day. And I really offer my gratitude to Bhagwan for making this happen. So you're going to listen now to the first part of this conversation in this last segment of Thursday Life, coming to you straight from the studios of Radio Sai.
Tune into Sai.
Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Stay tuned.
So welcome to Outside, Inside, Deep Inside. I'm Team Radio Sai's Bishu. The time in the studios now is 8:53. And as I told you, today you're going to listen to how Bhagwan shaped his students to be his dear hospital boys. And here is the first part of this panel discussion. Here we go. Sairam, dear brothers, and welcome to Outside, Inside, Deep Inside.
Thank you, Vishu.
Really, I feel so reinvigorated and revving up with joy and inspiration being in your midst, because I am in the presence of such adorable seniors. Each one of you has spent nearly, easily offer more than 2 decades of your life, of your youth, of your energy, of your time in the service of Bhagwan, in shaping one of Bhagwan's most magnificent manifestations, the eternally enigmatic miracle of pure love, an institution which even now confounds intellectuals and administrators alike, the Sri Satisai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences in Puttaparthi. And of course, we also have a few energetic juniors too, and that only fills you with so much hope, so much joy. No wonder many prefer to refer to this institution as a temple of healing, not just a hospital or a super specialty hospital or a high-end tertiary care unit. It's been really a trailblazer in its philosophy and its performance. And now, as it completes 25 years, you cannot but only marvel at the master plan of Bhagwan, isn't it? When I say the master plan of Bhagwan, all of you have been a part of that master plan in the way Swami has remade and reshaped you. He's made you part of this glorious divine adventure. And I think like every adventure, you have your own moments of thrills and chills. You have own moments where you have grown along with the hospital. As the hospital has evolved into a 25-year glorious, a full-blown manifestation of what service to humanity is. And I think in some ways it has shaped each one of you. And you have had your own moments of ecstasy and your own moments of anxiety. So today we really want to capture those moments of growing with the hospital, loving the hospital, being in the hospital. So can we begin with you, Kanan sir? If you can just share those instances in your life when you look back now, which made you feel that, yeah, this is what Bhagwan wanted me to do. Bhagwan wanted me to be a part of this glorious mission of healthcare. How did it begin? How did you become a hospital boy?
Thank you, Bishu. It's a joy to recollect the way last 25 years has passed by. I recollect when I was working in the university, we attended one of the birthday functions, like any other birthday function, and suddenly we see Bhagwan announcing that for the sake of the poor, for the sake of the needy, who are sick, who don't have any place to turn to, I am going to set up a huge hospital in this place, and it will be opened exactly 1 year from today and the next birthday. It was a real, you know, thriller, we should say, because we are young. I can't call it a shocker. It's a thriller.
Yeah.
So it's a thrill to see Bhagwan, because we know Bhagwan's ways, staying with him for so many years, that when he declares it shall happen, we don't have any doubt on that. It shall happen. So we are really thrilled to see that within 1 year, such a huge thing is going to manifest. So we were enjoying that discourse. And towards the end, Swami said, exactly 1 year from today, he'll open it. So we are looking forward for that momentous occasion. And 1 or 2 months passed by, and suddenly Swami called us one day, Vedam boys, and said, go there to the hospital side, I'm coming. So it was very nice that me, Vaidyanarayan sir, Bhimesh Sharma sir, all of us rushed to that place. And then Swami came there and the Bhumi Puja was done early morning. And then Swami was there along with us. And we chanted the Vedam and we saw the whole Bhumi Puja being performed that day. And after that again there was a small period of lull where nothing much happened. And we now and then, because it's about 9 kilometers from here, I used to go and see what is happening there, out of curiosity, out of interest, how it is happening. And we saw that the hospital building was coming up slowly. And when I look back, I see nearly 4 or 5 months or nearly 6 months had passed and still building has not come up fully, structure has not come up fully. We are wondering how this birthday, next birthday, Swami is going to open. It means all of us are looking at it as it was unfolding.
What memories you have of the Bhumi Puja?
Bhumi Puja, Bhagwan himself came and did puja. In the sense, came and put the akshatas, everything there. And we are all chanting Vedam. I think even bhajans were going on.
Yes, yes.
And Swami broke the coconut. Padma Shastri was there and he did the arati.
So all the students were there?
No, only a selected few. About, I think, 40, 50 of them came in a vehicle and then we came back. So this is how I remember the Bhumi Puja. Then coming back to where I left, then this thing proceeded further. And I found that 4 months from today is November 23rd and only the basic structure is visible to everybody to see. Mm. And we are wondering, because we used to walk through the structure and see what all is happening. And so many things are left to be put together. And suddenly we found as November neared, September, October, suddenly speed picked up. Many, many things got accomplished. And finally, I remember, 2 days before the inauguration of the hospital, many equipments were yet to arrive. So we were called in to help there, receiving the equipment, receiving various materials, putting them in the correct place, all that. So we went around the hospital and helped in arranging the whole hospital and getting it ready. And I still remember the 21st night as we entered the hospital, the front part of the hospital was not yet ready.
21st night?
Yeah, 22nd morning is inauguration and 21st night it's not yet ready. By about 10 PM when I went inside the hospital to do some service and do some activities there. But next day morning, lo and behold, it was spick and span, ready to receive Bhagwan. And what happened next, everyone else knows what happened and Bhagwan came and inaugurated it. And I was fortunate enough to be there as again as a part of Vedam voice, chanting Vedam, as the chief guest arrived and Bhagwan inaugurated the hospital.
I hear that actually there were so many students working on that night, right? On the 21st night, the entire student community was in the hospital?
Yes, if I may at this point.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
I remember in 1991, we were doing our MBA actually, our batch.
Okay.
Satyanand and me from here, we were in the same batch. We remember, as Kannansa was saying, nothing much was ready after June and July. But in the 2-3 months that came about after that, many of us would come and work here. We would be called on Sundays. Of course, L&T had a 2,000-3,000 strong workforce.
Yes.
Yeah. And then in addition to that was this little Vanarasena of Swami, the boys from the hostel. No?
So you used to work on Sundays?
Yeah, we would come and work on Sundays. That was in the initial time. Hmm. But as it became October, you know, end of October and November, we were there almost every day, you know, exams, the mid-semester, the semester and exams had got over. And so we were able to come and, you know, we have lifted all those hollow bricks, cement hollow bricks. Yeah, you remember working on that?
Yeah. We were lifting all those hollow bricks which were parked in the lawn there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go on.
It was during cat lab construction, I think. Human chain was formed.
Okay.
And then one brick was handed over to the other person like that.
Yes.
And we were singing bhajans.
Oh.
And maybe probably the bricks which were there, I can deem it that...
you remember still now? Still
yeah,
now?
I do remember.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Whenever I go to cath lab, I see that wall.
Okay. Great moment, right?
Yeah, really, it's a wonderful moment, actually.
How did it feel, you know, being part of that group, you know, doing your own 2 cents,
yeah.
Putting your own little bit of contribution to that huge...
Literally witnessing the hospital coming brick by brick
yeah.
to this present shape. That was really, we had a wonderful time like this. Coming in the morning, almost till lunch break, we continued to stay there and then pass on these bricks from one to other.
It was hard work, isn't it?
It was
hard work.
It was a pleasant job. Which
it was pleasant.
Yeah.
Wow.
Those are actually concrete hollow blocks which weigh around 6 to 8 kgs each block.
Oh,
and
God.
They were piled up in around 7 foot height.
Mm.
And each of the boys used to carry them.
Wow.
It was a really heart-touching moment over there that we were part of that entire construction.
We were allowed to
be part of that entire construction.
Yeah.
It was really very nice.
Now when you listen to all this, the hospital literally was built on love. It was built through love, isn't it? It was a labor of love.
Right.
I think that's what Swami ensured, that
yes.
It is not built by just brick and mortar.
Correct.
I think there was love infused into everything,
yes.
Right from the time it came up.
All kinds of resources, Swami's love flowed through all his devotees in various ways. Some people would give the resources, equipment came in at that time. And then, like I said, there were these little monkeys and squirrels doing their little job to ensure that this wonderful edifice came in place. And as Kannansa was mentioning, that he went in and he saw that in the last few days the equipment were coming in.
Hmm.
And those are the days when Mohanta was there in those areas and, receiving the equipment.
Yeah, you must share, Mohanta.
Yeah, those were really very enjoyable days in the sense it used to keep us very occupied. There's no place in the hospital to keep the items. Though we are receiving the items, we had a small storeroom, which is a modified make-to-do storeroom kind of thing, where we used to receive the goods. And storeroom should have a lock and key. It never had a lock and key those days.
Mm-hmm.
It was all open, doors are open. So what we used to do is at end of the day's work, we'll keep all the items inside the room, then pull an almirah, push it to block the door, leave it like that, praying to Swami that everything is safe till the next day. But imagine in that room, we used to keep all the costliest products that used to come, all equipment, accessories, whatever used to come, all used to be stored in that room.
The cath labs and the OT.
Accessories, monitor accessories, heart-lung machines.
Okay.
And that was not sufficient enough, so it used to be stored there. And the balance item used to be stored in the Punachandra auditorium. Because there's not sufficient space, they had to send it here, unload it here. So we had to rush between that place and Punachandra auditorium to keep it.
Wow.
Mohanta, I remember Swami used to come that time so often and visit as we are working.
Yeah, that is also another thing. That used to enthuse us and help us work more.
Mm.
And it also at the same time run also against Swami to say where all he is going, what all he is doing. It was a great experience.
I think those are very special moments, right? When Bhagwan used to come during the construction of the hospital. I think it does something to the whole ambience.
Oh, yes.
Any huge project, Swami takes up, even construction of his own mandir, even that expansion of his mandir,
yes.
Which we did, putting the tiles down, all that.
Yes.
Actually, all students are involved. We remember all of us also put tiles.
Wow.
That time, Swami used to come every 2 hours, 3 hours there and see what we are doing. So, similarly, I think hospital also, every day, he used to come and go around the hospital, see what work is done, what is still left.
Yes.
I think that way, what Bhagwan did, I think it's a great lesson for humanity to learn. That you want to achieve a task, you better be with the task,
yes.
Inspire the people who are doing,
yes.
The task, be with them as part of their group and,
yes.
Do the work.
Because I remember reading an account by Mr. A. Ramakrishna of L&T Constructions, and when it was asked to him, did you really believe that this will happen? He said that, frankly, I also did not believe, but the only times I believe that it will happen is when Bhagwan came to the hospital. Because whenever he came to the hospital, everything changed.
Hmm.
So many things that you thought is not going to happen next day, it just happened. So, those were those moments, I think perhaps, that was the magic of his love, the persona of his love, yeah.
There were some times when somebody asked Swami that you are coming, you might be disturbing the work, the flow which is going on. But Swami said, when I come, they take 2 minutes or 3 minutes to stand and watch me. But after I leave, they do 6 times the work.
Wow.
6 minutes were more. The
productivity increases by sixfold.
More hard and did more lot of work.
Yes.
So that helps to meet the targets.
And you have experience.
Actually, more thing I have seen, one of the engineers who was working that period, engineer contractor, L&T person who was there, and after the work was over, hospital had been inaugurated, still they had some small works to be done, so they were all around. So we used to ask them, how did you make it happen, because we used to come and see the building coming up, but it was not ready. And how do you make it? He said, I have never seen work happening like this. And he said, the last month was very crucial. We were not sure we can meet the deadline of 22nd November, which Swami has given. And because we are struggling with laborers coming and working. But the last month, people poured in. From where they came, they didn't know. They were not called. They came and did the work.
And what they used to finish in one day's work, used to get over in one shift work. The last month's work they did.
Okay.
Every shift mattered that time. And whole day's work they used to finish in one shift. And they had planned and posted for the next day's work used to get over the previous day itself. So they had to work overtime to give them the jobs or targets to meet for the next day also the previous day. And they keep planning and doing, and it was all getting accomplished. So that was one of the revelations which these people said. And I was wondering, when they were struggling to get labor, people coming in to work here without calling them from anywhere and doing the work, and ensuring that the final job that was done was completed by 22nd November. So and that's ready for inauguration. That was a really...
Mohanta, I think most of these labor, no, there were 2,000 or 3,000 labor who were working at any given point in time. And L&T used to hire them, and most of these laborers were from Tamil Nadu.
Mm-hmm.
And the festival of Deepavali is so important, and Deepavali came just a little while before, you know, around October, November times. And workers anywhere have to go home, especially these workers from Tamil Nadu. They have to go back to Tamil Nadu to celebrate Deepavali with their families. But what happened here was something very, very special. Swami went, and because the supervisors were afraid that the labor will go and they cannot accomplish this thing on time, Swami went there and actually asked, you know, in front of all the laborers whether, you know, they would stay back here for Deepavali.
Swami himself asked.
Swami went and Swami assured them that he will give them all the, you know, fireworks and other things so that they could celebrate their Deepavali here.
Wow.
And they didn't go.
Wow.
They didn't go home. They stayed here through the... Because if they would go to Tamil Nadu and come, it was not one day.
Yeah,
you would lose a week or 10 days, which is so crucial. Every shift was crucial, as Mohanta is saying.
Wow.
So they stayed here. They had Swami ensured they celebrated their Deepavali here, and that was one of the things that went into accomplishing this.
And another important thing is 1991. That is 25 years back.
Yes.
Where Puttaparthi, it's literally not a connected city.
Absolutely.
And that is the time when no roads were there, nothing was there. And you're getting all foreign equipments, and just work was just amazing. I mean, right now, even if you are connected well with the entire world, you can understand how things are moving.
Yes.
Even to lay a 1 kilometer road, how much time do they take?
Yes.
But here, if you see, Swami has, in 1990, declared, and actual work started in 91 May, and by 91-9, everything was spick and span.
I mean, it's really difficult to even imagine, because at that time, Bhagwan even setting up an airport when there was not even a proper road.
Yeah. In fact, that's what, there was no proper road outside, but there was an airport and a multi-specialty hospital. Literally like an oasis. Actually, one of our HODs, Dr. Iyer, likes to say, this is literally a desert with an oasis in between, which meant one hospital and one airport next to each other.
Wow. Amazing. All of you brothers, you have been part of the hospital even before the hospital was inaugurated, like so many of you, Kannan sir and Mohanta sir. And so how did it feel, you know, when you actually became a hospital boy?
Actually, when hospital had been inaugurated, but I think every student here knows, I think we have something called a waiting period.
Yes.
Till Bhagwan says we don't join and start any work anywhere. So we have been giving our helping hands as and when required, like, but till Bhagwan said we had to wait. So those waiting days when you never knew whether you will be selected or not. That time some of our boys, brothers went to Delhi for training. He selected personally. They went to Delhi for training. They learnt in various equipments, use of equipments, and then they came back and joined the hospital. But for me, it still didn't materialize. He hinted that yes, he will take me for hospital job at one point of time. So I was little optimistic. Yes, I'll be getting a chance to serve him in the hospital. But it had not materialized then. Still, birthday came, hospital was inaugurated, birthday went over, then Christmas came and went.
Oh.
Then still nothing was happening. So I was thinking maybe it's not a time or whatever it was. But finally, just before Shivratri, he told us, go and join the hospital. Then he said, don't go before Shivratri, after Shivratri go and join. He said, I'll tell Dr. Safaya, that time you can go and join. And that time also he told where to go and work.
Oh, is it?
He told, specifically he told, what have you done, he asked, and then he said, go and join work.
So he told you to work in the stores, specifically. And till this day, you continue to work in the same department.
Actually, along with me, one more brother was there, Dipanjan.
Okay.
He had told him for accounts, so he joined accounts and I joined stores on the same day.
Wow, fantastic.
And this thing about Swami asking the brothers to be sent to All India Institute and get trained there. So one batch went in 92 and just a little after that the second batch was also sent, which had Brother Vaidyalingam and others.
Yes. Yeah, Vaidyalingam brother, you should talk about that. How was that experience?
Yeah, I was really taken by surprise by Swami.
You completed your post-graduation that year?
Post-graduation completed and waiting to get Swami's attention. And then during one of those evening bhajans, Swami comes out and then I had no clue that I would be selected to join the hospital because I knew the first batch of students were all like, you know, the cream of the students who had all-round capabilities and they're all kind of Swami's students who are all-rounders. Most of them are all-rounders. Should I mention the names?
Yeah.
Yeah, Mr. Ravi, Bharat, all of them are like multi-talented set of students. Then I was waiting and I was never having an anticipation of going to get a chance to serve in Swami's hospital. And in fact, my own professor who was there that time, he was trying to encourage me to join the institute,
okay,
bioscience department itself. He had some plans to suggest to me to join the lab itself, where biosciences have done well. So that was my thought of anticipation that Swami might pick me to join there. So one evening, you know very well that Swami comes in between bhajans, comes out of the bhajan hall, stands near the first pillar. And you know, there are no doctors there. The entire portico is to be filled by students to be in line with Swami's bhajan hall chair. So Swami used to stand there. There's no place to walk also. From there, suddenly in between the bhajan, Swami hand-picked one by one. It's signaled to each of us, one by one. 3-4 boys already got picked in. And when he looked at me and did that, I was still not sure and looked behind.
Okay.
So that was my level of anticipation into that.
Mm.
So I didn't even know what for Swami is hand-picking the people. That much lack of awareness. But of course, when I got in and we all were there inside, Swami looked at the number. 8 bagalede, a number, head counted and said 8. Swami went and called one more person in, made it 9.
Okay.
And then started talking to us and then said, see, just like the first batch of students who got trained in All India Institute and then working in hospital, I would like to send you all for training in AIMS. He mentioned Professor Venugopal's name, that he wants some more students to take responsibilities in hospital. So that's how it all started, and there's a series of interviews to get us into that kind of awareness, what to do, and then how to get yourself prepared to get trained in AIMS, and then come back and work. And even so many ways he tries to keep us be aware of what are his expectations. That is very clear as even before he sent us to AIMS, and then 3 or 4 sequence of interviews, one after another. And one such interview, Swami even asked, what do you want?
Mm-hmm.
It was like always in top of my mind that my parents being here for so long, nothing else than just to be here and serving Swami, that's it. Same thing I said, Swami, I want, in Tamil I said, Swami, I want to be here with you and then do your work. Then Swami created a ring and gave it to me.
Oh, wow.
And then 5th we left, August 5th. Went for a training, and there what happened in training, it was hectic period. It's morning 7 we leave from the campus where we stayed, Professor Venugopal's residence upstairs, they had given accommodation. From there it's a walkable distance to the institute. Early morning, get ready and be at 7, finish your breakfast, 7:30 you have to leave the campus, residential campus, go to the hospital, whole day you are there in the theatre. Before we left from here, Swami looked at me and Mr. Bhishma, who was in my batch. You both are biosciences, no? You both go to anesthesia.
Oh,
Swami mentioned.
He clearly told you that.
You both join anesthesia. Then, akkada vellina tarvata mirandarki cheptaru, akkada unde remaining people, he had just given that indication that you go according to this. And after reaching this change room, there was Mr. Mahajan, who was also a part of the team which is helping us to be there. And he consulted Venugopal and made sure this, each boys are, 111 boys are put in each theatre. 3 of us were sharing the theatre one by one. And then 2 boys were in ICU to be trained for physiotherapy and X-ray. We were allotted what we are supposed to do. we kept going, and it was quite a hectic period of training. Morning till almost 6:30, evening we used to be there in theatre, come back, and then it was a very fruitful experience of having got trained and returned back to Parthi.
What was the reactions of people there when you were getting trained in AIIMS? Because of course you were from bioscience, so perhaps was it a little easier for you because you had some knowledge of the subject, but the other brothers probably were not of bioscience, right?
Yeah, that could be the reason why Swami would have told us to join. And then secondly, those who are there to train us, they're all already aware of Swami students.
Yeah, because coming you're the second batch.
We had the first batch of students having spent so much time and trained and came back to Parthi already working.
Mm.
It was not so big surprise for them. And for us, you know, working in anesthesia, head end of the patient, first day when I saw atrial line spurting out of the hand, I felt a kind of a giddiness. And in fact, being a bioscience student, I got that kind of a sudden jolt of as if I'm going to go faint and fall, moved to the wall and held it for some time. That was the first few days of this kind of a very strange place for us, because it's totally, I haven't anticipated going into a medical institution and getting trained immediately after your PG bioscience.
Mm.
And of course, Swami made it easy. And there are a few doctors who are very, very friendly and then trying to help us in every way that you should learn. And in fact, the senior doctor, Dr. Deer, and this is another one, they were keeping the OT assistant, anesthesia technician, and making us do the front line of assisting him and doing, getting familiarized with each of those techniques that we have to follow. And then whole day we are asked to be there to observe everything that's happening. And occasions when we had a MI, myocardial infarction, happening on the table, and they're trying to
revive
a patient on table, and the way Dr. Babadas was, skin incision to going on bypass was less than 12 minutes, which is normally impossible. That quick he opens, and then because it's an emergency, all these things which we see and get exposed to had helped us to be well.
It's almost getting into the groove.
Yeah, very nice. It was a great experience. And of course, there are a few occasions when we used to send a bunch of letters written to Swami, and then Mr. Mahajan every month used to go to Parthi, send it through him to Swami, and then get whatever Swami had told, whatever feedback that has happened in interview room with Mahajan, he used to come and tell us. Swami used to inquire about each of us. It was so beautiful experience, you know. We never anticipated, and because it was all a surprise thing which happened to me as an individual, I can't forget this wonderful moment.
Wow, amazing. And Brother Sathyanand, what is your story of becoming a hospital boy?
Looking back, no, I have to recollect those days when I was in my high school.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in 8th standard, 9th standard, I always used to dream of becoming a doctor.
Oh.
Then finally I ended up being an engineer and then started working in an hospital as an engineer, come senior manager.
Wow.
The way how things moved around for me, it was after my MBA. While I was working in the hospital for service, I always used to think that this is a very wonderful place to do service. Like, it's a direct contact with the patients, and nothing much better than any other place than doing service to the patients, which is prime motive of the Swami's mission here. Then while I was doing my MBA, some of these boys have been picked up for AIIMS training, and we nicknamed them as G7 boys.
Oh.
Like H7 boys, we call them. Like G7 countries, H7 boys are there. Whenever they used to come from the hospital, we used to see them, all these Ravi Mariwal, HSD, Anil Patle, all these guys used to be there. That inspired us a lot. Like, many of them were, two of them were engineers who started working in the hospital. Then that was the seed which was in my heart. Okay, I will take up a hospital job, and then ask Swami whether I would be given a chance and an opportunity. We waited for some time, and finally Swami blessed us in 95 to join in hospital. That was a wonderful moment. Another most important thing of the hospital aspect, if you see from the construction point of view, it is such a huge hospital. Like a lovely mother opening its arms and asking all the children to come inside. Like that was a very mind-boggling feature, where all the patients are invited inside, leave all your problems to me, I will take care. That is what the unique thing what Swami has given to the humanity. There is no other love better than this, I feel, wherein it's being done 25 years of relentless service, wherein in a corporate world if you take, it is just the opposite. That's how I started my journey there in the hospital with Swami's blessings. I work in the engineering department, taking care of the material purchases and looking after some machines, whatever Swami has given me the chance.
Wonderful. Your happiness shows, you know, as you speak and as you share. And, you know, it's so beautiful that you are part of the engineering department. So you always also look at the hospital from that dimension. And you brought out this whole aspect of how there are these two limbs.
Very true.
The two wings of the hospital are like two arms welcoming every patient. In fact, I remember that conversation with Mr. Critchlow, where he says that Bhagwan wanted the hospital to convey that feeling of embracing love. And he said the dome of the hospital, it's like the heart. He mentions about the heart which is like upside down, and here Swami wanted is slightly different concept, where your heart, if you close your fingers and upside down, and that's what how the heart looked. And here in this case you had the thumb up on the reverse direction, so it's actually facing upwards, and that is what is the philosophy of the hospital, where you have the lotus on the top. And because he was someone who was so much into architecture and also religious art, and what came up was something absolutely phenomenal, because on the top you have the lotus which represents consciousness and all that.
Very true. And nobody feels, in any patient who comes to the hospital, nobody feels it's an hospital. The moment they enter in, they do feel that it is a temple.
Yes.
That is, half the job is done over there.
Yes.
And basically the doctors, nurses and all, they talk lovingly. So that helps in easy recovery of the patients.
One other fact I read is, initially the idea was to have 24 feet ceiling, the ceiling at 24 feet, the huge walls. But then Bhagwan reduced it and said, no, let's have two floors in the hospital. Swami said, there's a practical problem. How are you going to clean the ceiling? It's going to be so high. And that's how you have actually two floors. It was reduced to 14 feet and you had two floors in the hospital and more space and, of course, more rooms and etc. Yeah, Brother Kannan, you have to tell your story of when you actually became a part of the hospital and joined the systems department.
As you were just now narrating, these stories I used to hear when I was working in the university as a lecturer, that this hospital was designed in that idea that there is a heart with two hands serving the society and all. So that time, as I told you, Swami sent word, go and assist in the hospital in setting up computers. Because I was actually in charge of computer center in the college. I was teaching M.Tech students, MSc, Math students and MBA students computers. So Swami told, tell him to go and look after there also. So I was quite enthused because Bhagwan told to do it, we should do it. So I used to go every day afternoon to the hospital. And then take care of whatever is the requirement there, write some small programs, everything, put it up, set up the computers, troubleshoot them, keep it ready for the work and come back. And next day morning come to the university, do the classes, whatever. And again at 2 o'clock after lunch I'll go to the hospital. So this continued for nearly 1 year like that.
Oh.
Yes. So after that Swami sent word that okay, let him shift to hospital and work there full time. So actually seeing the people work there, seeing the doctors work there, and seeing that patients who come and get cured go back with so much joy. Seeing the type of work being done there. Such a sacred place where there is no talk about money or anything. It is just pure seva. Inspired me so much that I wanted to be part of that setup.
Wow.
So, though I was working in the hospital half a day, there was a desire inside me to work full time there.
Oh, wow.
Okay. And I am sure Bhagwan knows everything through and through, each one of us. So he sent word one day saying that, okay, ask him if he wants to work in hospital, he can work there full time. And I all the more ready, I said, yes, I want to work. So Swami called me and gave me namaskar and said, go and join tomorrow. Go and work in the hospital. This was December 1993. Till then I used to work in both the places.
From then on the information system started getting robust.
Correct. And in the beginning it was only me. So yes. Setting up the servers, setting up about 25 computers in the hospital, pulling the wires, putting the network, writing the software, everything one person was doing. But there was no dearth of confidence because Swami is always with us. We are doing for him, rest is taken care.
Wow.
Our only this thing is we have to be dedicated to our work and have the full faith that Bhagwan is working through you. It just happens naturally.
Fantastic. Brother Ravi Kumar, you also joined the systems department, isn't it?
Yeah, I joined the systems department under condenser, actually. I joined when he was half the time in the university and half the time here. So, which didn't mean that I could do anything on my own in the hospital, which only meant that for the first half of the day, I would go to the university and observe what condenser was doing there.
Oh.
You know, some of my batchmates had become M.Tech students. So, condenser was also teaching them something. So, I would go there, mingle with my batchmates who were M.Tech students, knowing nothing about computers, and learning some hardware thing. And then when he would come to the hospital in the afternoons, then he would teach me a few things about how to do, you know, we should do some database programming a little bit. So that is what he taught me in 93. So we had this little room, I don't know, sir, it was probably what, 10 by 10 feet?
One small room in the cardiology OPD.
In the cardiology OPD. Oh, that was the computer center, the nerve center of the whole hospital. And but, you know, it was a blessed room because Swami had visited, you know, while visiting the cardiology OPD, he had seen this computer
room.
Center on
so many times.
Many occasions he had, you know. Even peeped into the room, seen that, a very small place.
Mm.
So that was a humble beginning.
When actually there is so much improvement in computers, software and technology, you won't believe, but I am not boasting, I am really telling you. What he wrote as a payroll program works even today in the hospital.
Oh, wow. Fantastic. So you have a certificate from your...
1992-93, what we wrote today also is used by the accounts department for salaries.
Yeah, they have managed to integrate it with all the other modern things around it. I think there's this little old software that is there.
What did Swami tell you when you joined the hospital? Did you ever think that you'll be part of the hospital?
I didn't think I would be part of the hospital, frankly. But I wanted to work somewhere around Swami.
Okay.
That one thing I was very sure of. In fact, it's happened to many of our classmates who wanted to serve here. You know, we had finished our MBA. And many of us had got call letters from some organizations from outside to come and join, you know. We had got interview calls. And I remember the incident when I was not at home, I'd gone elsewhere. And after I finished my MBA, and my father called me and said that, you know, there is this call letter from this so-and-so company, what should I do? I told him, I just tear it and throw it away. That's what I told him. So then he called me 2-3 days later, and he said, see, there is a call letter which had come from another organization. I already torn it and thrown it, he said. I said. So I thanked my dad. But that was the kind of a thing. Miss, I did not think beyond working here somewhere around Swami. And so then, one day Swami picked about 5 of us from our batch and said, go and work in the hospital.
That's it.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Amazing. So let's now come to the juniors. So Brother Aditya, you joined the hospital this year? Oh, 2 years ago?
Yeah, I joined the hospital in 2014, October.
2014, yes.
When the hospital was inaugurated in 91, I even didn't join the primary school.
Yeah.
I joined the primary school in 92, June, in Swami's primary school. So, I didn't know anything about the hospital. But what I used to see is, Swami come and interacting with the doctors. They used to sit in front of us in the Saikulvant Hall. And Swami used to so lovingly interact, so deeply involve himself with the doctors. So that was very touching for us. And frankly, I didn't know so much work happens in the hospital till I joined the hospital.
2 years ago?
Yeah.
Oh.
To be frank, I didn't know so much work happens behind the scenes to make a patient happy until I joined the hospital.
Wow. So... you are someone who's been here right from the primary school days, just like Brother Ravi Kumar and Brother Dinkar also. Fantastic. When you were in the primary school and used to see those doctors, you know, sit there in the Mandir Portico and Bhagwan giving a lot of attention, and as you grew up in studying in Bhagwan schools and colleges, was there a desire that, you know, someday I want to be part of this mission, or I want to in some way be connected with Bhagwan's institution, or just happened that you found yourself one day in Swami's hospital?
I wanted to receive the same love from Swami what I used to see other people receiving.
Wow.
So, I was always taking such opportunities. But I never thought that, I never decided myself that I should work here. It all happened, and I'm very grateful to Swami that it happened.
Fantastic. And it's really amazing that, you know, after Bhagwan's physical departure also in 2014, now there was a great motivation for all brothers like Ravi Kumar and Kannan sir, when Bhagwan's physical form was there. There's so much of motivation, there is so much of incentive to actually stay around Swami because you had the chance to see him. But you know, you're taking a decision to serve Bhagwan now purely just to be part of his mission is something very fantastic. And that same decision Brother Dinkar also has taken. Share your story, Dinkar.
I just recollect those days when March 31st used to come, because we don't have the privilege of going towards hospital side other than the holidays. So during vacation, irrespective of whatever come what may, during that vacation, definitely twice in those 2 months, I should visit the hospital. It is like as if a visiting doctor comes, just goes around like a hospital tour of the entire complex and then just return back. So I remember even vividly, even till date, when I went front of the, I was in front of the Euro OT, I think, just before actually going, like there are some 3-4 doors. Just before the second or third door, in between, I just vomited.
Oh.
So I was like, no, this should not be the case. So then I was thinking this might be the excuse for my uncle not to get me from next time onwards to have the hospital tour. And then the thought was there at that time itself. I was maybe 3 or 4. And I was damn sure, or I think Swami should will it, then only it should happen. Because I thought in 2011 when I completed my MBA, I should join. I can apply and then join the hospital. But it was post Swami's Mahasamadhi. So normally we, after being with him for almost 19 years, in physical proximity, suddenly when this thing happens, you don't know where you're going. So then I just took a decision and then things didn't work out. So I had to go out for 2 years. And those 2 years actually are something like a magnet between Puttaparthi and the outside world. So then I realized that there should be an opportunity somewhere. I don't know how Swami will do it, but Swami should ensure that I come back actually. And then I just happened to make an attempt by going into the meeting the HR manager, and then he says, you can just give an application, we will see. And then you won't imagine, this talking started in August, and then by October, November, the interview and everything was done and the selection process was done, and in December 2013 I had joined the hospital. So I recollect actually it was a decision from my side, but even if it is 100%, even if it has to go to 101, he should will it and then you have to actually get in. Otherwise there is no point in you putting whatever.
Yes.
You make sky earth and earth the sky. It is not going to work until unless his will is there in that.
Yes.
And I was damn sure that I should be here. I didn't know that it will take such a long time after my education. But there were certain kind of things like, why do you want to settle here and all that. But I know what Swami has done is for our own good and the best of everything.
Wow, fantastic. And I think going out 2 years and then coming back has really made this chance even more precious, isn't it? Now you know what the value is.
Actually, I didn't know that when you get into an healthcare, I didn't know that experience would actually be utilized here and also it would help me even more. And to just update you and tell you what was my role outside, we were in the quality team and it was in the healthcare division related to ophthalmology.
Okay.
And it was not even decided that when I join here or when I get selected here, I'll be working in the ophthalmology department, or the knowledge what I gained outside would be helpful here.
Wow.
And then when I was selected, even then there was no decision taken that I'll be in the ophthalmology department. On the day of joining, when you give the joining report, I was given an order of appointment wherein so-and-so is the manager of ophthalmology department. And then I could recollect things like Swami wanted you to go out, then learn those things and then come back here. I have my brothers who had actually gone to AIIMS and got trained and then come back here. In the similar lines, I have gone to Chennai, then learned those things and then come back here and implemented here.
Wow.
It is of course his will that it has taken these many years to happen, but it has happened.
The same way Bhagwan is shaping each one. Now when you look at it, you know, each one has been handpicked by Bhagwan. You know, when Bhagwan was physically there, he literally picked you. But even now he's doing it, and he's doing it in his own way. He's in his own way, he's training and shaping and building his instruments, building his human resource to continue the mission. Yes, Aditya, please go on.
I would just like to tell that even as a kid, whenever it was a custom that whenever we go out of Puttaparthi, we tell Swami, Swami, ikkadiki velthunanu, velli vastanu.
We are going somewhere, we'll come back.
We'll come back. So, and the Swami is to permit, or Swami is to manchadi. So, after my MBA, I had worked for a 2 organizations outside, and every time I was going for an organization, I was telling Swami, nerku ikkada job vachindi, velli vastanu.
I will come back.
So, I went, finished first job, and I came back, and again, I got a different job, and Swami himself selected which place for me to go.
Okay.
He told me to work in Bangalore. And while going, I mean, was telling Swami, nen velli vastanu. So it was like Swami himself telling through me.
Yes.
He is making me realize that, yeah, I will come back sometime.
Amazing. Fantastic. So those are the stories of how Bhagwan, even now, guides the destiny of the hospital through the destinies, through shaping the destinies of so many instruments that he has chosen and continues to choose and chisel for his mansion of love. Today you heard Brother Kannan, Brother Mohanta, Brother Satyanand, Brother Vaidyalingam, Brother Ravi Kumar, Sai Dinkar and Sai Aditya, and their saga of this beautiful association with Bhagwan's healthcare mission continues. This was a long conversation over 2 hours. You heard the first part of this beautiful session that we recorded in the studios just yesterday, November 9th, 2016. And very soon in the Sai Kulwant Hall, you will see a presentation by these brothers and the staff of the hospital commemorating the Silver Jubilee anniversary of Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences in Puttaparthi. Bhagwan says that knowledge without compassion is of no use. Similarly, compassion without knowledge is ineffective. And what you see in the hospital is this beautiful conglomeration, beautiful coming together of overwhelming compassion along with superlative intelligence. When both of these facets join, that is when a mansion like the Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Medical comes into being, which touches the hearts of thousands directly and of millions in ways that we never ever will perhaps even know. So we'll continue this beautiful story in the coming weeks of Outside, Inside, Deep Inside. Dear listeners, we have published so many stories of patients who are treated in Bhagwan's hospital on the Radio Sai website. And in the next episode, I'll share with you the story of the first patient who was treated in this hospital on the inauguration day. And then we'll move on to listen to more of this beautiful discussion with the Sai brothers who are Bhagwan's instruments, Bhagwan's hospital boys, as Bhagwan used to lovingly call them, Mana Hospital Pillalu. We'll listen to their tales of love, their tales of inspiration, their tales of fulfillment being a part of Bhagwan's mission. Please do tell us how you felt listening to this program. Send in your emails. As always, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. Let us share this message of compassion. Let more hearts learn to beat not only for themselves, but for others. And let our heartbeat be in sync with the heartbeat of the universe. And the heartbeat of the universe is selfless love. Thank you so much. It's time to wind up this segment of Thursday Live and the day-long programs. I thank each one of you for being with us throughout the day and offer my gratitude to our beautiful Lord for this opportunity to share His love and His message. So dear listeners, let us be together in this endeavor to spread love, to spread love, to spread joy and spread perpetual happiness. Thank you so much. Sairam.